Hello, welcome to Worship at Home for the 17th of October 2021. I'm Mary Armstrong, I'm from Thatcham Methodist Church, and I've asked my husband Stuart to bring the readings for us today. So today has been designated by some of the major world religions, including many Christian denominations, as Freedom Sunday. The theme of our service today is this issue of so-called modern slavery, which takes many forms, including human trafficking, and affects millions of people across the world, including many in the UK, all of whom we will remember and pray for today. So let's begin with our opening prayers. Let's call to mind the people affected, their suffering and their situations everywhere. So, dear Lord, let us pray. For action, dear Lord, just as you helped Moses and Aaron as they spoke boldly to Pharaoh on behalf of the Hebrew slaves in Egypt, help us to speak up for modern slaves around the world. For protection, dear Lord, you are a strong tower and a mighty fortress. Help your rescued children feel safe and begin to heal. Protect them from those who seek to harm them. For prevention, dear Lord, most of us reading this prayer will never experience the kind of extreme poverty and oppression that millions of people live with every day. Help us to be understanding and compassionate towards their needs. Help us to love them in the way that you love them. Give us the will and the courage to do what we can to make things better for them. For restoration, dear Lord, your word shows that you bring new joy and hope where previously there was only shame and fear. We ask this for our brothers and sisters who will need reassurance and support as they begin a new life of freedom and for justice. Dear Lord, you demand justice for those who have been wronged. Give strength to those who investigate and prosecute the perpetrators. Encourage them when they are weary. Give courage to survivors when they are asked to testify against their former captors. Dear Lord, we ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now let's go with our first hymn. It's from Singing the Faith, number 696, For the Healing of the Nations.
Of the things that are Our Old Testament reading is from Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 12, headed Moses and the Burning Bush. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, "I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up." When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." "Do not come any closer," God said. "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Then he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, "I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now, go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." Thanks be to God. Now let us have a short prayer before our second reading. God of our pilgrimage, who led the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt to freedom in the promised land, go with the enslaved and trafficked today. Be their protecting presence and provide what they need for each day. Take away their sorrow and wipe away every tear from their eyes. Proclaim love and justice from the mountains and lead them, we pray, to opportunities to cross over into places of peace and plenty, which they can call home. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. Today's Gospel reading is from Luke chapter 4, verses 16 to 21, headed Jesus Rejected at Nazareth. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Thanks be to God. And now we'll have our next hymn, which is Singing the Faith 404, "God's Spirit is in my heart, he has called me and set me apart."
God's Spirit is in my heart, he has called me and set me apart. This is what I have to do, what I have to do.
Just as the Father sent me, so I'm sending you out to be my witness throughout the world, the whole of the world. He sent me to give the good news to the poor, tell prisoners that they are prisoners no more, tell blind people that they can see, and set the downtrodden free, and go tell everyone the news that the kingdom of God has come, and go tell everyone the news that God's kingdom has come. Don't carry a load in your pack. You don't need two sheds on your back. A workman can earn his own key. Can earn his own key. He sent me to give the good news to the poor. Tell prisoners that they are prisoners no more. Tell blind people that they can see. And set the downtrodden free. And go tell everyone the news that the kingdom of God has come. And go tell everyone the news that God's kingdom has come. Don't worry what you have to say.
Modern slavery is an umbrella term mainly used in the UK to describe all forms of slavery, trafficking and exploitation. Examples are sexual and labour exploitation, domestic servitude, forced marriage, forced criminality, child soldiers and organ harvesting. The Modern Slavery Act of 2015 outlines all forms of slavery, servitude and forced or compulsory labour that are illegal under UK law. In a globalised world in which international travel is commonplace, modern slavery is a worldwide problem. However, accurate statistics are hard to come by, as so many enslaved people are hidden or invisible, which means that the true scale of the problem remains unknown. Long supply chains in today's globalised economy create spaces of opportunity for traffickers to exploit the more vulnerable. This is compounded by what Pope Francis has called the globalisation of indifference, a spiritual problem where we are all so focused on our own lives that we don't notice what's happening to the vulnerable people in our communities. So why should Christians speak and act? Whilst to most of us this question may seem unnecessary, and the answer equally obvious, it may be helpful to briefly examine the biblical background. A strong response against the abuse of others is an essential part of mission. All Christians are called by God to discern and to respond to God's mission of love to the world. That activity of God, reconciling the world to God's own self, generates in Jesus Christ and through the Spirit the vision of a world in which human beings live in harmony and love, respecting each other and supporting one another. Christians are called to work towards the realization of such a vision, to make the kingdom of God a reality for everybody. This means that human behavior, which values some people more than others, or which exploits or injures others, is not only contrary to God's will for human beings, but it actually damages his mission. The presence of evil behavior in the world and the presence of human and institutional sin is therefore to be resisted and redressed by all Christians. Genesis tells us that human beings are made in the image of God. That's in Genesis 1, verse 26. We can use this powerful idea to understand that all human beings come into being in the same way under God, and that God values, desires, and loves each person equally. Further, every human being is called by God and cherished by God. It follows that all of us should value, cherish, and respect the dignity of every other person, irrespective of their beliefs, their ethnic background, economic status, gender, or sexual orientation. To refuse to respect others or to treat them as less than fully human is an offence against the image of God, and hence against God. In the same way, any action which deliberately prevents people becoming who God created them to be is against God. That means that we should not exploit other human beings as property or treat them as commodities. Jesus tells us, love your neighbour as yourself. That's in Mark 12, verse 31. However, while it is easy to say that we would never treat people that way, in fact, we often do not live up to what Jesus asks of us. We may not be involved in modern slavery, but we also may contribute to a culture which sees human beings as goods. Modern slavery does not happen in a vacuum, but is part of an exploitative culture in which poverty, inequality, oppression, and fear all play their part. Thinking about today's gospel reading, Jesus' sermon in the synagogue at Nazareth is a plan for his mission. He says that proclaiming release to the captives and freedom for the oppressed is a sign of the coming of God's kingdom. Jesus is drawing on the prophet Isaiah, and through Isaiah, on God leading the people of Israel out of slavery into freedom in the promised land. As Christians, we need to hear again Jesus' call to bring freedom and an end to captivity. And there are several things we could do to help achieve this in our daily lives. First and foremost, we can pray for those trapped in slavery and for those exploiting them and for the authorities who deal with these issues. We could support charities working in this area. We can learn about the way slavery is included in the supply chains for our food and clothing. We can look out for signs of those who are trapped in forced labour and report that to the police. In all of this, we can try to live out the message of Jesus that freedom is a sign of God's kingdom. This is part of what we mean when we pray the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come. Now I'll read a prayer which has been adopted by many churches for Freedom Sunday. Let's pray. On this holy ground of worship, in this sacred place of prayer, we've heard the voice of freedom crying, "Let my people go." God of freedom, who leads us into life, deliver us from every evil and make us deliverers of others. where chains restrain God's chosen children, and where humans trade in kin and skin. May our words pass on your promise of a land where liberty is sweet. God of freedom, who leads us into life, deliver us from every evil, and make us deliverers of others. Give us faith to face the pharaohs, who line their pockets from this plague. Send us as salvation's sponsors, willing servants, slaves to love. God of freedom, who leads us into life, deliver us from every evil, and make us deliverers of others. Amen. Now let's join together to say the Lord's Prayer, in whichever version you prefer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now let's bring our prayers for others. There'll be a short time of silence included in each prayer. And there's also a short response if you join me. When I say, Lord, have mercy, would you respond, Christ, have mercy? Let us pray then. We pray for people who are trafficked. May they find freedom from fear and harm and courage to live in hope. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. We pray for people who traffic others. May they find freedom from greed and violence and courage to live with justice. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. We pray for people who work to prevent trafficking. May they find freedom from threats and webs of untruths and the courage to live in peace. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. God of compassion and mercy, who have heard the people cry and sent your servant Moses to lead them out of slavery to the freedom of the promised land, free us from the tyranny of sin and death, and by the leading of your Spirit, bring us to our promised land. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now we'll have our final hymn, also from Singing the Faith, number 440, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved a wretch like me.
Thank you.
Go out in peace and bring freedom to all we find and affect. Be anointed to bring good news to the poor. Proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. To let the oppressed go free and proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. Go out with the peace of God, the purpose of Christ, and the presence of the Holy Spirit, to love and serve the world, in the name of Christ. Amen.